under your britches, boy.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You knew it was inevitable. You knew it would happen sooner or later. Now, here it is.
Last Radio Live.
Yeah, baby, you better believe it. The Last Radio Station is all the way live. Keith Lake here, just rocking and rolling all over the place with the Trash Monkeys. Yeah, man, that's the kind of song that can just wear a person out, man. Back in the days, we used to just dance ourselves into a big sweaty pile with that kind of stuff. Anyway, welcome to Last Radio Live. This is live when I'm recording it. Of course, when you're going to be hearing it, it's going to be a playback. But right now, we're live in the studio with the microphone and a couple of CD players, and I'm going to have some fun.
Last Radio Live.
We'll be right back. right, I love it. That's the Sputniks with the Sputnik theme here on Last Radio Live. We have this marvelous piece of machinery here in the studio. It's called the Wayback Machine, so we're going to fire it up now and see what it farts out.
Thank you.
Ah, you're welcome. From 1966 or somewhere thereabouts, here's Susan Christie singing about onions on Last Radio Live.
Thank you.
Last Radio Live.
Yeah, all right. Ram Jam, Black Betty, Bama Lam, here on Last Radio Live. You know, I think that's the ultimate one-hit wonder band. I think that band was assembled in the studio exclusively for the purpose of making that one record. And after it started selling like crazy and getting radio airplay, they had to run back into the studio and make an entire album out of it. You may remember it from the soundtrack of the movie Blow that came out a few years ago. Anyway, you're listening to Last Radio Live, and now here comes Hot Butter doing Popcorn. Another familiar oldie, goldie, moldy, whatever. Here on Last Radio Live.
Last Radio Live.
Ah, you better believe it. You've got Last Radio Live here coming to you exclusively from the studios of the Last Radio Station webcast. For more information, just Google the damn thing and you'll get all the information that you would get otherwise. One of these days, I would like to have my own domain for the webcast, something like www.lastradio.com or .net or whatever's available out there. Doing a podcast, I've been listening to a few others, trying to get the lay of the land, as it were. And I guess one of the things that you have to do when you have a podcast is to talk about yourself a lot. Normally I'm not comfortable doing that, but this time I'll make an exception because I have no idea who this is going to be heard by, and there's a chance that it may get through to a certain someone somewhere who will respond. That's as far as I'm going in that direction. You'll just have to figure it out and follow the bouncing ball. As I'm sitting here speaking to you, I have $5,000 worth of electronics stuffed in my left ear. This is not a hearing aid. My hearing is just fine. It's actually a speech fluency device. I used to have a terrible stutter, and this little device here has been like such a miracle to me. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to take it out of my ear. Ugh. Earwax and stuff. There it goes. And I'm going to hold the thing up to the microphone, and maybe you can hear it. Hear the effect that it makes. Essentially, everything is pitched up and delayed about half a second or so. I don't know the exact measurement there, and I've been thinking about having it recalibrated because sometimes it can be a bit disorienting. You know, you're hearing one thing in one ear and one in another, and plus you're hearing your own voice coming through your skull bones, the sonic conductivity there. So you have to go through a period of getting used to it. I think it's really a nice thing to have because there have been times when I would give every bit of money I have not to be compared with Mel Tillis or Porky Pig anymore. If I had a nickel for every time I had been compared to those people, I could have probably purchased the speakeasy with cash. You know what I mean? But anyway, now we have other role models. We have better role models now here in 2005. One of the best is that character Boomhauer from the King of the Hill show on Fox.
Man, I tell you what, Hank, about that dang old meaning of life, man. It's like this, man. You like a butterfly flapping his wings deep down in the forest, man. It's going to cause a tree fall like 5,000 miles away, man. Ain't nobody see it. Nobody don't even happen. You know, the baby born into this world, and they don't got any friends, got no nothing but to go come in and find out all about them, all the evil, man.
Yeah, see what I mean? Boomhauer is like the kind of character that you can look up to. He don't care about his speech impediment, and he usually minds his own business, doesn't seem to lack for female company, and he's just basically an all-around cool guy. It's too bad that he's just a fictitious cartoon character, because if he was a real person, I would seek him out. I would go and learn at the feet of the master, as it were. Let's see, so what are some of the other reasons why I'm doing this podcast? This podcast is really the culmination of many years of when I was a kid. I would play disc jockey in my bedroom while all the other kids were outside running around and playing ball and climbing trees and whatnot in the summertime. I'd be holed up in my bedroom playing DJ, and my parents were somewhat concerned. Just a short distance away from here is a Voice of America site. They really do not aim any of their programs to United States residents. It's all beamed overseas. But anyway, there was a transmitter site for those guys near here, and it had red lights on top of every tower, and they had many towers on this site, which was several hundred acres large. Anyway, I thought that was the most beautiful thing on the face of the earth, and even now I have a thing about towers. I just think they're pretty, with the red lights going blink, blink, blink up there at night. These towers that have those nasty white strobe lights on them aren't half as pretty, but anyway, I digress. With this podcast, I have the capability to go worldwide, literally. I mean, I can just put it on the RSS feed, and before you know it, 300 people have downloaded it. I think that's kind of cool. There was a time, I can remember it really well, where if you wanted to syndicate a radio program, you had to have all kinds of big money behind you, advertisers and engineers, and if you wanted to beam programming overseas, you had to have a transmitter that put out 50 bazillion watts, and you needed to hire a team of engineers to work it, and it would have been like prohibitively expensive, up in the multi-millions of dollars. Now, anybody that has a rig like I have here, which is essentially a standard computer with a cheap microphone, you can go worldwide too. And I encourage anybody who's ever thought of putting their feelings, their voices, their beliefs, or their entertainment acts, whatever you want to do with a podcast, if you just want to sit here and babble about the CIA mind control satellites and your tinfoil hat, you know, if that's your thing, Rock out with your bad self. I'm going to have fun with this one. I don't know if I'm going to make another one. Depends on what kind of response I get from this one. But I would encourage everybody to, A, listen to my webcast, the last radio station, hint, hint. And if you have something to say, the internet is like wide open and you can say whatever you want and not have to worry about the FCC or any of that nonsense. So, like I said before, I encourage you to try it out. It's big fun. By the way, if anybody from Fox Television is listening to this podcast, please do not sue me for using that Boomhauer clip. I was using it to illustrate a very positive and good point. Having said that, here comes Killer Pussy with Teenage Anima Nurses in Bondage on Last Radio Live.
Last Radio Live.
Last Radio Live, Keith Lake here. Now we come to the celebrity interview portion of our show, the celebrity spotlight, if you will. I wish I could take credit for this interview, but it was conducted by a friend of mine who works locally in radio in this area. He has a lot of show business contacts, and a couple of years ago, Todd Rundgren was going to play a show right up the road here in Durham, North Carolina. Yes, that same Todd Rundgren who did Hello, It's Me, and I Saw the Light, and Bang on the Drum All Day, and a whole bunch of really cool songs. He was going to play a show in Durham, North Carolina, and my friend was going to call him in his hotel room and interview him. I don't think Todd quite knew what to make of this guy. He's a good radio person, and he knows his technical stuff, but he can't interview for shit. Anyway, you're going to hear this interview in its entirety here now on Last Radio Live.
Check 1-2.
Thank you for calling Hotel Rouge. This is Vern, Director Carl.
Yes, Todd Rundgren, please.
I didn't hear you.
Todd Rundgren, please.
Hot woman.
Todd Rundgren, please. Thank you. Hello, Todd Rundgren, please. Doing great. Okay, I want to record a little thing with you here. Let me just put you down and pick up some headphones. Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for joining us today, Todd.
My pleasure.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good tour so far?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're in the last week, I think, of the tour now. So things are going pretty well, and I'm ready to go home.
And we're definitely looking forward to seeing you come down to Charlotte and Durham real soon, Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, just a couple of days now.
What we did for the last couple of days, we had some of our listeners email questions.
Okay.
That they were curious about. A couple of them are mine here, so we'll start with that. And first of all, we'll go ahead and introduce you to the audience. Writer, poet, producer, musician, engineer. Did I leave anything out?
I don't know. Some have heard poet. I have poetry reading sometime.
All right, so, well, you know, I've been collecting your stuff for a long time, and there's always been questions about the music, of course, and the albums through the years. And first of all, where did Onion Head come from?
Onion Head. Not exactly sure. I mean, that's a long time ago now. You're talking 30-some-plus years. And
30-plus albums, right?
Yeah, could be. I suppose that Onion Head is, I believe there was a movie called Onion Head, and it was about, it starred Andy Griffith, and he was in the Navy, and he had to have his head shaved to work in the kitchen or something.
Okay.
So I suppose that Onion Head is somebody who's bald, but.
All right, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
It's a great album. The Wizard is a great album, and I always wondered where a lot of that stuff came from.
On that record.
awesome piece of work.
Thanks.
By the way, as all of it is. Going up a few years to the Another Live album, I've always wondered about Mr. Triscuits and the fact that it's only half of that song on the record. Is the whole thing available anywhere at all?
On which record?
Another Live.
Oh, on Another Live.
Yeah.
I'm trying to recall. I don't know that there is more of it. It was essentially a jam, and I believe we faded up in the middle only because we wanted to set up an introduction to, I believe, Something's Coming. I believe was the
yep.
followed it.
Yep.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
So it was essentially meant. It was a free form sort of thing that Roger would play for the most part. And we just used enough of it to lead into the song. So there was more of it, but it was never the same from night to night. It was pretty much Roger's. There were some musical touchstones in it, but it was always different because of the way Roger played it.
What's going on with Utopia these days?
Absolutely nothing, as far as I know.
So nothing in the works but, for another tour or anything like that?
Not that much. Well, the various guys all have high-profile jobs. I know that Chasm is Meatloaf's musical director, although he and I worked together on occasion. Roger is now an engineer at Apple Computer, working on projects such as Final Cut Pro, which is a video editing program. And speaking of video, Willie is working at USA and the Sci-Fi Channel doing music for them.
Wow, okay.
So everybody's still working and has something to do with the entertainment business in an oblique manner, if nothing else.
And keeping busy. So, and you're keeping busy with TRI on the website. What's going on with that?
Patronet, yeah.
Yeah.
Still busy with that, still trying to keep up with changes in the technology. And so we're coming up with a new version of the software that hopefully will eliminate a lot of problems for people with, like, XP and other operating systems that haven't worked too well.
and for the folks who haven't seen that or haven't visited the website, we'll be putting that out so they can get to it and look around. And there's a subscription thing going on with that too, right?
Right. There's a way to sort of hear what I'm doing before it gets released to the general public. And Patronet essentially is my model for replacing the record label in terms of underwriting new music. And that, along with hopefully some other advances in marketing and stuff like that, will help us eventually replace most of the components that aren't available to artists of my advanced stature. Like, when you've been in the music business for a very long time, it gets to the point where you have a hard time getting on the radio. You have a hard time getting on television. You have a hard time finding any space in record stores. And the internet can provide, a lot of relief in terms of those things, essentially by making the internet your storefront and your radio station and your distribution medium.
And just cutting out all the middlemen and all the extra expenses.
Well, a lot of listeners are already doing that, when they get into file swapping and stuff. But I don't think listeners are trying to drive artists out of the business. And if there's a way for them to, to support artists or to get into a music that's based more on a service model than a commoditized model, then I think a lot of people will be willing to, to pay for music. It's not that people are anti-artist or anti-musician. It's that most people don't see what value record companies are adding at this point.
It is a lot different than it used to be. And personally, with me, and I've downloaded music, and mostly it's stuff that either you just can't get or
couldn't find anywhere else.
You couldn't find anywhere else if you wanted to, because it's old vinyl tracks or such. But I like getting the artwork. So in your case, I would go out and buy your stuff because I want the artwork.
Well, and that's the thing. If I have an online subscription service, I can do all sorts of special products for subscribers because I won't be dealing with inventory problems. If you get a regular record deal, there's only so much you can do with the packaging anyway before they start to charge you back for extra expenses. If you wanted to do something that was of a larger format or more pages or an odd number of pages or anything that was out of the ordinary, you'd really have to, as an artist, you'd have to pay for it. But if you know what your inventory is, you can do all sorts of special packaging for your subscribers and your insiders and things, and you won't lose any money on it because you don't make any more than you can sell.
And so for people that want to see that, it is at TR...
Well, they can go to TR-I.com or ToddRundgren.com or Patronet.com.
And we want to encourage folks to just go in and check that out.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty cool.
Check it out. It'll be amusing and it doesn't cost anything to look.
It's pretty cool. And a lot of folks that have... most everybody around here has broadband now. It's easy to see and it's really pretty cool. So do check that out. A couple other things I've been wondering about... Rex is a ball player now.
Yes, he is.
And doing quite well.
He's doing great, considering, he only got signed less than 2 years ago to the Florida Marlins, and he did a half a year in Utica, New York, in the minors, and then he got bumped up to their Midwestern team that was the Kane County Cougars. So they're not associated this year any longer with the Marlins, so we think he'll be playing in Florida this year, where they can keep an eye on him.
Is he musical at all? Do you play with him? And
music, but he's never been that musical, no. He's always been more of a athlete.
What about Randy? What's he up to?
He's kind of the same as Rex. He's hoping to have a baseball career as well. His talents are similar, and he's actually slightly bigger than Rex.
Awesome. Okay, well, there's a couple of websites that folks can go and check that out, too. That we pulled up recently.
Well, let me see now, baseballamerica.com, but I think you have to subscribe to get some of the inside information. And I don't know.
Well, you know, type in Rex Rundgren and a bunch of stuff will come up in Yahoo.
Yeah, I'm not sure where to look on the off season. And also, they don't tell you for sure where you're going to play until you show up for spring training, which is still a month away.
We'll keep our eyes open then for more on that.
Yeah, so yeah, in a month or so, we'll know exactly where he is.
Very cool. One other thing that I was wondering, I asked you this. I talked to you a couple of years ago on another interview show. And I was wondering about the old video that you did back in the early days of your career and whether or not that would be available for purchase eventually.
Which one was that exactly? Was that the ever popular Tortured Artist Effect video?
Yeah, those videos, the retrospective, is that stuff out?
Well, a lot of that was distributed through Rhino, and so I'm not exactly sure what the status of Rhino is now. The principals, the guys who founded the company, have sort of moved on, and it's become absorbed by Warner Special Products, you know, just the onward agglomeration of smaller labels and stuff into larger labels. And so I couldn't guarantee you what exactly is going to happen with those. I don't handle the business end of it, so I don't keep myself aware of when licenses expire and things like that. So I don't have any info for you.
I'm actually still trying to get my hands on In Concert from '73.
Well,
that was, man, that was an awesome little piece of work.
From '73. Whoa.
Yeah. When you did live on Don Kirshner's In Concert.
The one on ABC or something like that?
Yes, exactly.
I haven't seen that for years. So.
Yeah, so I'm trying to keep my ears open on that one.
That would be more of a collector's item.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do have an audio copy of that, but not the video. Just one other thing, Reconstructed. It has been out for a little while, and is that the latest?
Well, that isn't actually an album that I made. What I did was make vocals from a lot of my more well-known tunes, made them available to these club mixers and DJs, and they essentially reconstructed tracks underneath them and changed the form of the songs and essentially made whole new mixes out of them. And not only that, there was another one that came out after that within the last year called Todd Rundgren and Friends, and
right.
Friends or something like that, mm-hmm. with the same tracks, but they got a bunch of like superstar soloists like Steve Vai and Edgar Winter and Steve Stevens and Steve Lukather and all of these guitarists playing over newly constructed tracks, brand new tracks with my vocals on them. So these albums aren't albums that I participate in any more than to any further extent than just providing the vocals for them.
What's your latest work?
The latest one that I did was called One Long Year, and that came out a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And I'm working on a new record now.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, what are we going to be hearing on Saturday night?
It's a solo show. It's me at the guitar and the piano and, you know, a few other noise-making devices. And in terms of what songs I play, I never go on stage with a set list. I just kind of feel out the audience and feel out my mood and my voice and stuff and figure out what song I'm going to play just at the end of playing the previous one.
All right, well, great.
So there's no way to promise exactly what I will play, but I guarantee people will hear something that they, you know, that they want to hear and things that I don't often play in concert.
Well, great. Be bold, because we love you. And we love it all down here. So
terrific.
Do what you want to do, man. It's going to be great. And that's on Saturday night, 8 o'clock, at the Carolina Theater in Durham.
Terrific.
Tickets are still available. There are some good seats left. And so we'll be directing folks on how to get those tickets, and we're going to fill the place and have some fun on Saturday night.
Excellent.
Todd, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there you have it, a lesson in how not to interview a rock star. Some of the names have been changed in that pre-recorded segment to protect the guilty and avoid getting sued. Anyway, that's going to just about do it for this edition of Last Radio Live. I'm Keith Lake, inviting you to check out the Last Radio Station webcast. If you're not sure where it is, just do a Google search. It'll pop right up. We have more music than you can shake a stick at, although why you'd want to be shaking a stick at music is beyond me. Anyway, join us again next time for Last Radio Live.
If your friends are saying,
I hate my life,
then they're obviously not listening to the Last Radio Station.
I have heard you on the radio.
Oh, really? Jerk people here, too.
If you want to enhance your friends' intelligence, assist them in weight loss, enhance their looks, and turn them on to some great music.
I like it!
Tell them about the Last Radio Station.
All claims except for those regarding great music have been grossly exaggerated.
The Last Radio Station.